In today's Mishnah, we're in the first and second Mishnah from the 10th Perek Masechta Chulin, the Mishnah begins. Hazroa ve'lachayim ve'keiva. So we're now learning about the next mitzvah that also relates to animals. So these are the matanot, the gifts that are given to the Kohanim. The Mishnah says, Hazroa ve'lachayim ve'keiva. This is the foreleg, the jaw, and the maw, part of the stomach. Nohagim ba'aretz or b'chutz aretz. This mitzvah to give it to the Kohanim applies both in Israel and outside Israel. Bifnei habayit v'shelo bifnei habayit, whether or not the Beis Hamikdash is around or even now. Bechulin applies to regular animals, aval lo b'mukdashim, but it doesn't apply to korbanot. So Mishnah Ketanin Shabbatin, one might think logically, should apply to korbanot. Ma im hachulin she'enam chayvim b'chazer v'shok. We find by regular animals, we don't have the other gifts that are meant to be given to the Kohanim. We find by the korban shlamim, that is the chest and the thigh. And we find the shechayvim matanot, that regular animals, they are chayvim, the other matanot, the royal chayim v'keiva, kadashim shechayvim b'chazer v'shok. When it comes to korbanot, they have these extra gifts of chazer and shok. En udin, would I not think that they also chayv with these additional matanot, I should say the standard matanot as well. So Talmud Lomar, rather the Pasuk tells us, when it's discussing the chazer and the shok that are given to the Kohanim for Korbanot, it says, V'ten otam l'Aron ha-Kohen u'levanav l'chokolam, that these should be given to the Aaron and his sons. Understanding of these, meaning, Ein lo ela ma'amur b'inyan, that when it comes to Korbanot, it's only the chazer v'shok and not the zroa l'chaim and keva, which is the topic of this parak. Let's now learn Mishnah Bet. So Mishnah is going to differentiate between Korbanot that have what's called, or I should say, animals that have Kedushat Aguf and Kedushat Damim, meaning either they themselves have sanctity because they're a Korban, or they should not have been dedicated as a Korban from the outset, and therefore it's only the monetary value that has Kedusha. So you're meant to transfer the monetary value onto money and purchase another Korban instead. So let's have a look. It says, Kol HaKadoshim Shekadam Mum Kavua Lehekdeshan. So if we're dealing with an animal that was set aside for a Korban, however, it had a particular blemish, a fixed blemish, such that it couldn't have been offered as a Korban. And therefore it has what's called Kedusha Damim. And then it's Niftu and then it's redeemed. So Mishnah says that we're basically going to compare this case with a situation where it didn't have a Mum Kavua, and it has Kedushat Haguf. So the Mishnah now brings all the implications of a Korban that only had Kedushat Damim, well, therefore it wasn't really a Korban, let's say an animal that had Kedushat Damim, and then it was redeemed. So Mishnah says it's be Chayvim Bechora Uv Matanot, meaning once it's redeemed, if it gave birth to a firstborn, or it was slaughtered, then you'd have to, in that case, you'd have to give them Matanot. So both would apply. In other words, because it had just had Kedushat Damim, once it's removed, it's really treated like a regular animal. However, while it was, if it wasn't yet redeemed, then, and it had a firstborn, well, since it already has one Kedusha, there's no room for the other Kedusha to fall on top of it. So it wouldn't have Kedushat Bechora. Mishnah continues, V'yotzin l'chulin l'higazez, e'ulehaved. And after it's redeemed, it can be treated like a normal animal. If it's a sheep, you can shear its wool, and it can be treated like any other animal and worked. Uvladan v'chelbam mutar l'achal pidyonam. And after it's been redeemed as well, any offspring or milk it produces is also considered mutar. V'al shochet b'chutz, if someone takes this animal, even prior to it being redeemed, and he slaughters it outside the Beis HaMikdash, he would be patur, he would not be liable to karet, because again, it doesn't have kedushat haguf, it's not really considered a korban, that's what's called kedushat damim. Ve'nosim tmura. Similarly, if someone, even prior to being redeemed, so let's say someone wanted to use his animals shlamim, and it has a mum, and someone says, I want this animal, he takes another animal, and wants to make it a tmura, an exchange for it, well, normally you're not allowed to do it with a korban, however, since this only has kedushat damim, it would not be considered a tmura. And we've discussed the concept of tmura before. Just to recap very briefly, if we're dealing with a regular korban, then both animals would have the kedusha, and they'd both be considered korbanot. You can't simply exchange one animal for another korban. But back to this animal that only has kedusha damim. It says, v'im metu, if this animal dies, we say yipadu, this is, it would died prior to being redeemed, then there's no problem, you can redeem it. Despite the fact that redemption is only going to be beneficial in the sense that the carcass can be, say, fed to dogs, and normally we don't allow korbanot to be redeemed in order to feed them to dogs, in this situation it only had kedushat damim. However, there's two exceptions. Two exceptions to this rule that if the mum preceded the kedusha, that it would have only had kedushat damim, and that is a bechor and maaser, meaning a firstborn animal. If it was born with a blemish, we say no, that it still has kedushat bechor, because its kedusha comes from already merechem, from when it was inside the mother, and when it comes to maaser behema, so that's when every tenth animal is a newborn animal is counted in the 10th one is given because the Torah says lo yivaker ben tov l'ra, you do not differentiate between good and bad. Even if it has a blemish, it would still have kedushat haguf, had essential sanctity. Let's continue. Kol shekadam hekdesham umam. However, if it was already sanctified prior to developing this blemish, or mum over lehekdesham, or had a temporary blemish and then it was consecrated, and then after that lachamikan lolad mum kavua, and then it developed a permanent blemish. In those situations, both cases, this animal from the outset had kedushat haguf, and then it developed a mum, and it was redeemed. In that situation, we say p'turin min ha-bechora, meaning if this animal then gave birth to a firstborn, it would not have kedushat bechor. Why? That is because when it comes to psula mukdashim, those korbanot that developed a blemish, the Torah says it would be ketzvi v'kayal. So just as we find, like a tzvi, for example, does not, the din of bechor doesn't apply to such animals, it's vizadia, because the Torah says it only applies to bakar chavetzonecha. So back to this Mishnah, since it doesn't apply to tzvi, and psula mukdashim that have been redeemed are termed as like a tzvi, therefore this din of bechor doesn't apply to a korbanot that developed a blemish and was redeemed. Similarly, min ha-matanot, also it's exempt from the matanot, as we've already explained in the previous Mishnah, that when it comes to korbanot, they're exempt from these matanot of zeruah lechaim and keiva. And Mishnah continues, and once redeemed, this korban that developed a mum, you cannot work it, you cannot shear it. Why? Because the Torah, when talks about psula mikdashim, it says, tizbach v'achalta basar, meaning it's, all you can do is slaughter and consume it. That's the only thing you're allowed to do with it, but you're not allowed to use it for another purpose. Similarly, uvladan v'chalban asur lachar pidyodam, that it's any offspring it has and or milk it produces would be asur, you're not allowed to consume it. Why? Because the Torah says, v'achalta basar. The only thing you're allowed to eat from it is its flesh. V'ashochtan b'chutz, if someone slaughtered this animal, meaning this korban had a mum, outside the Beit HaMikdash, prior, obviously, to it being redeemed, then it would be chayv who had violated the prohibition of slaughtering a korban outside the Beit HaMikdash. And we've already mentioned this concept when we discussed Shchutei Chutz before, and that's that this point is only according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, and we're dealing with a mum that's not a significant mum, we're dealing with a mum that is in the eye, such that if, according to Rabbi Akiva, if such a korban was slaughtered and placed on the Mizbeach, it wouldn't be removed. Consequently, that's why it would be chayv b'Shchutei Chutz, because such a shchita would be effective to the extent that if it reached the Mizbeach, it would be able to stay there. The Osinat Chmura, this is if it's prior to being redeemed, despite the fact it has a blemish. If someone says, I want this animal to be offered as a korban exchange for this animal that's developed a mum, say, then we say, it makes it a Chmura, so both animals have this kedusha of a korban. That's again because the Torah says, Tov bara or rabba tov. You're not allowed to make a Chmura, even if you're trying to exchange for an animal that has a mum, there would be both retain, or well, the original would retain its kedusha, and the other one would be defined as tzmura. And finally, if this animal just dropped dead, then you could not redeem it. He says it's too late to redeem it because you'd be effectively just redeeming a korban in order to feed it to the dogs, and we said you cannot do that, so therefore, if it died, your kaveru, it should be buried. Those are the Mishnah today.